Very good, sister. She mentioned a number of things. Did it just survive based on the people who were on stage? How did it survive? Sister, you're right. Unique, you're right. Except we had to do something active with it in addition to remembering. What did people do so that it survived? And how did it survive? And beyond the story, how did our culture survive?
By being taught and, you know, like by it being shown to people, I guess of like teaching like a younger generation.
Who taught whom? Who taught whom?
Everybody taught each other. They were just passing on, you know, teaching each other.
Now, older to younger, person to person, we remembered the ways. Now, what she said is she made sure that she taught us the reasons and the purposes of the culture, of the customs and the traditions. I ask you, do you know first what we must learn is we must learn the customs and traditions. And then we need to know the reasons and the purposes of those customs and traditions. Before trouble, and those recovery, those customs and traditions for recovery during trouble. Are y'all with me? Many of those customs and traditions from our homeland, we continue here. We continue whether we're in Bermuda, we continue whether we're in Trinidad, we continue whether we're in Brazil, we continue. And some of them are under different names, but they're still here. And we must know them or else they will die. So I want to use this as a way to, let me go get some water. Y'all can discuss some more about this. The question I want you to discuss while I step away and get some water is, what of our culture do you teach? Will you teach so that our culture and our people will survive? I'll be right back. Well, it's an ongoing question to make sure that you pass it on. And some people think passing it on is just in the music. The music is important. The stories are important. It's also important to pass it on by the life that you lead, that we lead, by what we do. We want to continue all of our lives learning more and more of our culture. That's right. If you're a plumber, you can pass our culture on plumbing. What are the ways we approach the world? What are the ways we raise our families? What are the original values of our people that we continue when we create, when we're at behind the video camera and creating? Do we create in ways that continue our culture and that are guided by our culture? Or do we create based on whatever is necessary to make a little cheddar and make sure our stuff is on the latest news screen and all that? are we ingenious enough to continue our culture and make money and live like a proud African people? I want you to always, if you are learning, then you are a teacher. If you are learning anything of value here at IA Education Institute, then please do not wait until you graduate to pass it on. Figure out ways that you will pass it on. And so in the spirit of Mama Fundi, I want us to pour libation today to start us off. And to the Creator, known to many people by many names, to our people by many names, the Creator of all things, the Creator of our people and the world, the Creator who blessed us and who continued to bless us. For that Creator, we say, Ashe. And for the Mama Fundis, the ones whose names we know and whose names we don't know, for the keepers of the culture, for those who, regardless of where they were, whether they were in Colorado, or whether they were in California, whether they were in New Jersey, or whether they were in Jamaica, or whether they were in Trinidad, wherever, Bermuda, whether they were in Philly or North Carolina, South Carolina, no matter, Ohio, Canada, wherever they were, they remembered the teachings of Mama Fundi, and they kept the culture and passed it on. To all the Mama Fundis, we say, Ashe. And I'm opening it for you. Please call the name of someone you want to, whose spirit, whose energy, whose memory you want to call for today.
Okay, I'm gonna name a deity. He's not a actual person that actually deserves. I'm not really sure, but he's my culture, one of the high deities.
And to all our ancestors, those whose name we call today and those whose names we have forgotten. We have not forgotten your spirit. We have not forgotten your sacrifice. We have not forgotten because you continue to tell the story and to pass it on. For those ancestors, we say Ashe. 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 All right. Remember to stretch and drink you some water and go to your Tuesday second period class invigorated and strong and ready to have a great day. All righty. Thank you, Bakari, for accounting. And remember my hand as your symbol. And keep this message alive. If each one sees one, and each one reach one, our culture will survive. I put your spin on it. Do it. Take care.